Welcome to White Rabbit Podcast with Catalyst Jones, where your reality might be challenged. So leave your feelings at the fucking door and let's dive down some rabbit holes.
Liberal advisory. Truthful content.
Our children being ritualistically sodomized by deep state operatives of reptilian descent.
Reptilian? You mean like lizard people?
That's right.
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talking about for years.
If you want to stop me, you're going to have to fucking kill me!
Welcome, Catalyst Jones. How are you, brother?
Dude, you must have been down the rabbit hole as long as I have.
I mean, I can't believe you're asking a question on Epstein at a time like this.
Eventually, you get to the juice box people.
It's sitting on my desk to be reviewed, meaning the file.
We choose to go to the moon. Well,
that was a joke about the world being flat, right?
Was it?
Excuse me. Has anybody seen, White Rabbit?
And welcome, fellow truthers and conspiracy junkies, to another episode of White Rabbit. I am your host, Catalyst Jones, and it has been cooling off. I keep saying that it's cooling off outside, but right here in the studio, White Rabbit, it does not cool off ever. We keep the heat up, and it's going to keep getting hotter and hotter as the year comes to a close, because as the world is crazy, we got to report the craziness onto you and give you some hope when you leave here. So, ladies and gentlemen, truthers and conspiracy junkies, I am excited to bring on for the second time my friend, Mr. Pat Miletic. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, brother. Thanks for having me, man. I'm excited about the discussion today.
I'm excited, too, because, you know, the first time that you had come on the show, I was still kind of like starstruck and didn't really know you as a person and get to know what this amazing company is that you're working with and what it can do for people. And I was thinking, you know, we should probably give this a second go around and really get into the nitty gritty of, you know, some solutions. But before we get into some solutions, what's been on your radar lately, man?
Oh, you know, Jeff Wilson and I have gotten together for a couple of later episodes of the Conspiracy Farm. We kind of revved that back up a little bit. And honestly, we've been talking about current events a little bit and really just making fun of them. Because, I mean, what else can you do with, you know, the lunacy that's going on, you know, Atlas 31 and, you know, which technically the first footage that came out of the so-called Atlas 31 vehicle, literally, to me anyway, looks like an amoeba under a microscope in water, like cruising by. I go, are people really that poisoned by their food and pharmaceuticals that they're not recognizing what this, do you remember eighth grade biology class looking through a microscope and going, that's an amoeba. That's an amoeba. So that's just one of the examples of the ridiculousness. But look, the American public has obviously fallen for a lot of tricks over the past 100 years. So here we are, you know, we are, we're just here to talk about the truth, and those that can't handle the truth, which there's quite a few of them, that's okay. That's okay. They want to have that societal, unspoken, unconscious agreement that, you know, as long as they have the chance to own a wooden box with windows in it and a tiny little green plot of grass, that's their dream, and they're not going to mess with the system, right? They're not going to talk about it. And so that's okay. That's not how I operate.
Right. At a certain point, I had to realize that I'm going to sleep the same at night, regardless if the person I'm trying to convince that the world is flat, if they believe me or not, you know? So then I had to come to a point where it's like, well, I don't really care. I'm going to sleep the same either way. So like, why do I care if I convince these people of my truths? And then that's where I like really, I started to be able to not be so mad all the time, walking around like, oh my gosh, I can't believe how dumb these people are, like going and lining up and getting this vaccine after I've been trying to warn them. And,
But you know what? Like, everybody goes through their own awakening process at their own time and on their own terms, if they even do, you know, at a certain point. But there are like people in our lives, at least in mine, that I care about that are going through health issues that I feel like they're not necessarily having to go through them, but it's their stubbornness and not wanting to listen to me or other people, you know. And it's like, well, you either have to decide I take a step back and let them suffer because that's what they're choosing to do. Or you say like, hey, listen here, fucker, like I can help you. But, you know, like, I guess it's each individual case. You got to decide what that is.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, ultimately, whether the earth is flat or round, it doesn't matter in my daily life, no matter what I believe and no matter what somebody else believes. And ultimately, we cannot control other people's experiences that they've gone through in their lives, the formation of their thoughts and their beliefs and all these things, and the trust that they put into, or lack thereof of trust into, certain, you know, so-called experts on what, you know, it's like. So from the standpoint you're talking about is trying to talk to people you cared about. Well, trust me, I went through that phase plenty long before COVID even hit. And it was, you know, when I would explain these things about what was going on with human health, about the environment, about everything else, people would go, CTE, you got hit in the head too many times, Pat. They're not aware that I've done 40 years of research, you know, on soil to human health, and actually built a lot of superhumans along the way. And it wasn't technically me doing it. It was just me being aware of the power of nature, the power of the elements, the power of our creator, so to speak, in how things are supposed to operate correctly. That's all, right? And so their belief in science and laboratories and chemicals and, you know, concoctions and everything else, you know, you can look right at somebody and go, when do you start to register that synthetic chemicals and inorganic metals in pills or needles don't belong in the human body? Like, at what point do you wake up and recognize that? And
petroleum-based things as well. Coal tar.
Medicines and things like that. I mean, they come from coal tar or petroleum. So, you know, but what we also have to understand is that petroleum and coal tar are decomposed plant and animal matter. So they're very natural.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes, no editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
Full of minerals and nutrients. And that if you put the right microorganisms, the diversity of microorganisms on oil, it converts it into the most nutrient-rich substance, one of the most nutrient-rich substances on the planet, and you can grow food with it, right? So that's what people don't get. It's like the Exxon Valdez. I don't know if we talked about this in the last conversation, but the Exxon Valdez oil tanker that split apart up by Alaska, they ran off one of the world's best experts in cleaning that stuff up with microbes and breaking it down. They ran him off, Carl Oppenheimer, and most of that oil sank to the ocean floor. And the microbes in the ocean were what had to digest it, and that became the richest fishery in the world for decades, because of the minerals in the oil.
That would make sense to my theory that oil is Earth's blood supply, because when you start digging into these rabbit holes and then you realize that oil is not a scarce substance, but it's something that regenerates itself over time. Like, there's people that will dry up oil fields and then they'll go back a couple years later and they're pumping oil again. And so that's another lie that they've emplaced over us to control ourselves. But, you know, I told you before we started this recording that Sean Hibbler has a new film and it's hit Prime Video. And I have no idea how he was able to get this onto Prime Video, but the fact that it is on Prime and it's going to start waking these normies up is going to be huge. And once people see this, they're going to be looking for solutions about what's being put over our head and dropping down onto our soil. And I think this is huge for you, because then people are going to be looking for solutions and they're going to find Pat Miletich and Soil Saviors. I wanted to play this trailer for you real quick and get your thoughts on it. And sure. So, I should probably share screen first. Present. Share screen. I act like I'm new. Give me 1 second, you guys. Here we go. Share.
When the threats started coming, I realized I needed to leave. And again, I had no plan, I had no job. I was very scared, and I came out in a time that I knew, regardless of what happened to me, I was going to be on the right side of history.
You can no longer call something a conspiracy theory when Harvard, Bill Gates, and the CIA director are all calling for these programs to start.
We have barium and strontium and aluminum and nanoparticles. I think some of these technically incompetent politicians don't understand what a nanoparticle is.
Don't you want to breathe clean air?
What I do see is massive evidence that we are exposed to an immense chemical soup of man-made poisons.
It's going into our water supply, it's going into our nose, it's going into our mouth, it's settling on our skin.
If you would just take the time to look up, it becomes undeniable.
We the people have not consented to being test subjects.
Your own government's doing it.
They're spraying us like bugs, like cockroaches.
That doesn't raise any flags? That doesn't make you think? Scratch your head? What's going on?
Poof! There's all the aluminum over this concentrated area. You have everyone looking up at the sky. I mean, it's literally over our heads.
So, unfortunately, that is not the trailer that I thought it was, but you get the idea of it. And
no, I think it was very, that's a good trailer. That's the same film though, right?
Yes. And so this is going to be, this is now on Prime Video right now as we speak. So I'm hoping that this is going to wake up a ton of people. And there is that guy, the older gentleman in there, he is a farmer and he also does soil samples, and he was noticing the aluminum in the soil, and it's like hundreds and hundreds over the threshold of what it's supposed to be for safe handlings. And so he actually, I'm not even sure if he's still alive, because he was on his last leg during the filming of that. And he said that he's 100% sure that it is the, because of what they're spraying over us, and that has made what he's going through more rapid. And I think this is awesome, because this stuff falls on the soil, it grows into our food, and this is where you come into play, because you have an answer for this.
Yeah, I mean, there's an answer for anything that they can throw at us, really. Nature and our creator has provided the tools to be able to do that. And that's one thing that people need to take to heart and understand, that no matter what they try to create, no matter how much damage they try to do, nature is always going to win in the end, 100%. So we'll just take you know, aluminum nanoparticles, for instance. Aluminum is detrimental to the soil. It's detrimental to plants. It's detrimental to the length of root systems. This is inorganic aluminum, by the way, not organic, not carbon bonded colloid forms of aluminum. So it damages human respiratory systems. It damages nervous systems. You know, we know across the board that it's causing, you know, this is one of the big reasons bee die-offs are taking place. You know, all of these things combined. Now, ultimately, and barium, for instance, barium in the inorganic source, in the metal, non-organic metal form, actually speeds up and assists HIV in its damage. So people have to understand, just from that one component alone, that barium should not be being dumped by billions of pounds onto the country, right? But nanometals, inorganic forms of metals, are damaging until they're digested by microorganisms who will bond them with carbon and make them colloid minerals, the real minerals that create vitality on Earth. And that's something that the American public needs to understand from a scientific soil expert standpoint, and vitality and life force on the planet, that it has to be a colloid form of metal for it to be beneficial for anything on Earth.
And what's the difference between a colloid version and an artificial version?
Rock dust. One is rock dust in a, you know, a vitamin mineral capsules that you get at the store, for instance. The vast majority, I'm just going to say at least 95% of those, certainly in grocery stores and health food stores and things like that.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
Are going to be rock dust and synthetic vitamins. So they're made in laboratories, or the metals have not been digested by microorganisms in the soil and then uptaken by plants. And that's where the animal, a cow, would eat it and get the benefits of the real minerals and its immune system, repairing its DNA, proper genetic expression, you know, all across the board.
See, I always worry about ordering, and I only did one time. I think I ordered Alpha Brain, but I always worry about ordering these supplements and things from podcasters, because I'm to the point where I'm like, these people probably just like have like these second rate scientists making these things in like a Breaking Bad type setting, you know, and who knows what we're really getting.
Well, the vast majority of Americans will just say, from my humble opinion, my perspective, the vast majority of human beings in general, in America certainly, have no clue what a real mineral is. They have no clue what a real vitamin is. They have no clue what a real amino acid is. You know, we're made of amino acids. Water is number one on the chart of what we're made of. Amino acids is second. So the second most plentiful thing that we're made of is amino acids. So if you have damaged DNA, the DNA is sending out information to the cell to manufacture amino acid chains in a certain patterns that roll up into proteins that create us, right? So if you've got damaged DNA from toxins in the environment, like are coming out of those planes or spray rigs or, you know, manufacturing or personal care items, all these different things, and you've damaged your DNA, you're improperly building those chains of aminos, which are improperly folding up into proteins, which that's why your health goes, one of the reasons your health goes into the gutter, not to mention those metals and synthetics in your cells make you an antenna for the 5G, the AM, the FM, and all these things. That's just a fact. I mean, I'll debate anybody on that fact and have fun with it. So the more colloid minerals you have, the more real nutrients you have in your cells, the more you become an antenna again for the Schumann resonance, the 7.83 hertz of the earth.
You know, Pat, you were just saying that and you would debate anybody on that. And I started thinking or ran through my head right now in this new job that I have, you're supposed to either wear earplugs or earbuds. And so I had the ones that have the cords, because that's what I normally will wear. And they said, you can't wear those because it'll get caught on something. You have to wear wireless ones. And I was like, well, I'm not going to not listen to my podcasts and stuff throughout the day while I'm working. And so I get these wireless ones and I noticed that it throws my equilibrium off. Even if I'm only wearing one in, like I will walk and I'll stumble out of nowhere as if I've been drinking or something. And it's just like, whoa,
so, where did that come from? So take the cord and put it, run it through your shirt down into whatever you're, just do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to start doing. But
Wear a turtleneck and wear a turtleneck.
But I can definitely notice the difference. And even when I do these Zoom meetings occasionally, well, not occasionally, a lot throughout the week, and I'll put those ones in because they connect to my laptop. And by the time we get to the end of my Zoom call, I'm like, holy cow, like I can just feel like I had some shit running through me.
Yeah, no, that's the wireless is a really, really bad idea, of course. And I mean, I haven't worn sunglasses in, I don't know, like 8 years. I won't even wear sunglasses. I've still got a pair, really good ones actually, that I just don't wear. I don't wear sunglasses anymore. I won't put in earbuds. None of it.
Why the sunglasses? Because of the good natural, it's actually
vitamin D creation. Yeah. And there's just so many benefits to sunlight, obviously. So I want as much of that as possible. And I want it to register in my eyes.
Yeah, no, I mean, even my dog understands the importance of sunlight, because I'll get home from work and she runs out on the porch and soaks up as much of that sun as she can. Like, every single day before the sun goes away, it's like she runs outside, pees, and then goes into this little sunspot and sits there. And once that sunspot is gone, then she's ready for her walk. So like, it's crazy, man. She knows the importance of sun, or at least
animals know about health. That's why you see animals out in the pasture using their hoof to dig in the soil to find the minerals that they're desperately needing, and they're licking at the dirt and things like that, you know, to get their minerals. Animals tell us, and animals eat for health. They don't, you know, they eat to live, not live to eat like we do. And right. So we've kind of, it's probably different for me because I spent 30 years of my life cutting weight. And when you cut weight, like I did for wrestling and then fighting, you learn to appreciate food a little more. So for me, I can tell what my body needs. Like, and your taste buds will tell you what you need. And that's why they deliberately put a ton of garbage salt and garbage fats into fast food and a lot of that, you know, other stuff, because they're trying to appeal to your taste buds, which instinctually tell you whether you're getting real nutrients or not, right? So when you've got grocery store food and even produce, the tomatoes that have no taste, when you eat a tomato that I grow and the flavor absolutely explodes in your mouth, your taste buds are telling you, you have found a high Brix rating food or a very mineral rich, very nutrient dense food. And that's what you need, right?
Right. And you know, even if you don't have access to the good vegetables and stuff like that you're talking about, do you, Do you still recommend that people eat grocery store vegetables over like McDonald's and packaged food and shit like that?
Yeah, if you can find, just buy the organic, at least that's going to be, you know, better. It's not going to have certainly the mineral diversity that you need and vitamins and things like that, but you're going to get a lot more out of that, you know, as long as, you know, grapes, for instance, which have CoQ10, you know, and, you know, berries that have tons of antioxidants as well. If they're grown with synthetic chemicals, the properties of their ability to be medicine, let medicine be thy food and food be thy medicine, that saying, where that comes from, that's not, you're not accomplishing that. You're not. It's, you know, and I kind of felt bad for Michelle Obama when she was like, we need to have salad bars in all public schools. While that's on the right train of thought, what she's unaware of, because she's not educated about these things, is all those salad bars were grown with synthetic chemicals, and it's straight garbage and just roughage and toxins.
Yeah, and that's what's scary too, is now knowing, you know, especially what these planes are emitting from the back of them, you know, like a lot of people will still say, oh, it's chemtrails, and I don't have time for a conversation with those people. But, you know, so I was all excited that I found a meat market that's a meat butcher shop right close to my place. And then also there's a farmer's market that's like pretty active in my community. But this is like the most active place that I've ever lived in, with these planes doing what it's doing. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so that's kind of scary too. I'm like sitting, well, it's better than going into like the Walmart and buying my bananas and stuff from them. But at the same time, it's like, I'm watching what's falling on the food that I'm like, that's being grown. Way better than like Walmart or Smith's or wherever, whatever grocery store you guys go to. But, you know, it just sucks that like we're being poisoned from every direction. And I didn't want to get too far away from the pet thing with you, Pat, because I was doom scrolling the other night and I saw this video and this guy was talking about pets and remedies to get rid of parasites. And it was like, well, why would I need to get parasite remedy stuff? And it's like, well, 100% of people have parasites. But this guy broke it down. He was like, if you have a pet, 100% you have parasites. And that's kind of a harsh reality, a scary reality, but not that scary if you know what you can do about it.
Yeah, well, the thing is we are biological organisms and so are our pets, right? I mean, we're mammals. It's just, that's the way it is. So we're going to have parasites. We're going to have molds. We're going to have yeast. We're going to have fungus. We're going to have bacteria. That's what we're supposed to be made of. Ultimately, we're made of 90% cells or numbers of organisms that are not human. So the key is diversity. The key is understanding that while the, what they call mycelium in the soil, the fungus is supposed to be in my body, the bacteria is supposed to be in my body in diversity. And when someone gets an infection and they have to go get antibiotics, which means anti-life, that they're killing not only the overpopulation of one or two bacteria that got out of control, but they're killing everything else too, right? And that's where people end up getting antibiotics for pneumonia and end up with C. diff and dying from a digestive, because their gut, the gut microbes are gone, right? So they have no function in their gut and their immune system. So the diversity of the microbes, the diversity of everything, that's what's important. Understanding that and how to put that back in, that's what we do for the soil. We are part of the earth. We are just organisms crawling around on the mother earth, the organism itself. And all of our diversity of mineralization and nutrients and microbes and all of that is supposed to come from the host organism. And that's what we are made of technically, right? People not understanding that and thinking that going to people in white lab coats is going to make their health better. That's not how it works. While medical doctors save a lot of lives due to antibiotics, saving people from severe infections, they're not addressing the cause. That's all. And the cause is nutrient deficiencies and toxicities. So
I know that in places like training facilities and gyms in particular. MRSA is something that is a big thing that is going around. And if somebody is staying on top of what you're talking about and taking care of, would there be a reason for them to have to go to an emergency room for that? Because I've heard that's something that can actually take somebody's life, right?
Oh, MRSA can absolutely kill you. It killed Kevin Randleman, and ultimately that's what destroyed his health and then eventually took his life. So let's take a hospital environment, for instance. Why is it that some people get MRSA staph infections and some people do not? There's MRSA all over your body right now. There's MRSA everywhere. I mean, there's staph everywhere. It's all over the place. Some people are a little more nutrient deficient and toxic than others. Their immune system isn't capable of dealing with it. Therefore, the infection takes place. The terrain is the problem. We're going to, unless you sterilize the entire world, which is going to kill us all, right. The more people sterilize their kitchens. Now, look, I'm all about cleanliness, but sterilizing everything is the wrong path. It's 100% the wrong path. I've seen this for 40 years be proven in the real world over and over and over again, whether it's soil health, whether it's plant health, whether it's honeybees, animals or human beings. So what I'm saying is if I have a kick-ass immune system because I'm constantly removing toxins from my body and constantly putting colloid minerals, vitamins, and all the essential elements that I need into my body, my immune system is going to be kicking ass. And the microbial population is balanced so that an explosion, an infection can't happen because microbes police themselves when you have enough diversity, right? So that's really the key.
So how does because you have the Soil Saviors and the Cell Saviors product, and what they basically do what their name says. One of them saves the soil and one of them saves your cells. And so how did you fall into this, or did you fall into this? Obviously you're well researched on the human body and our surroundings and what our environment, why am I having a brain fart here?
Well, I got into it. Ultimately, I spent my entire childhood sick. And I think we talked about that on the first episode.
Yes.
With respiratory illness from ag chemicals and black mold and other stuff. So through my own research and solving my own problem at the age of 19 or 20 allowed me to, of course, elevate myself in athletic realms that most people are not capable of doing. So you take an entire lifetime up to that point of 19 or 20 years old, plagued with nothing but breathing illnesses and other illnesses and misery, to becoming, you know, at the time, one of the world's best athletes. That's a testament that's been proven time and time again with numerous people that I've worked with over the past, 30 some years. So, you don't build 95 paper. And this isn't bragging. This is based on nature, the creator, the power, and just my luck in finally falling into this understanding through revelations that I received through my healing process. You don't build 95 pay-per-view athletes and 12 world champions off just luck. That's not how it works. It's proven, and you don't fix.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you
and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
Contaminated soil with petroleum, with forever chemicals, with pesticide residues, radiation contamination. That's not luck. That's repetition and knowing what to do and what to use to do those things, right? So right. All those solutions across the board for the environment and our health and pretty much everything in between, they're all there at our fingertips. It's just a matter of people waking up and understanding that.
Yes. So it's also more than just waking up and understanding that, because you know all this stuff. You wouldn't be able to just put like what you know to... I'm saying it all sounds fun and games in theory and on paper, but you were able to take these theories and actually do something about it. So like, I was curious about like examples of like, what has this product done for people's farmland soil, and any examples you could give?
Well, things like helping people understand symptoms versus cause, right? So a farmer or someone who's even a gardener who has weeds everywhere, they don't understand that the weeds are a symptom, and the weeds are telling you the soil is sick, because the weeds, each individual type of weed is, again, pulling unique elements for that type of medicinal herb out of the atmosphere to put it back in the soil to fix the soil from what's missing, the nutrients that are missing. So if I put those nutrients in the soil, the weeds go away. If I put a diversity of mineralization in the soil, there's no reason for the symptom to show up. So therefore the dandelions don't show up. Therefore the pigweed doesn't show up, right, on down the line. If I put the diversity of minerals and microbes into the soil, which is what we do, then I don't get bacterial infections in the soil. I don't get fungal infections in the soil, and those don't transfer into the plants, right? So I've addressed the immune function of the soil, which hosts is the host organism for the plant, and therefore the plant's health is going to be amazing as well. A much more resistant immune system to what the world, you know, the toxicities and nutrient deficiencies that exist in the world, right?
Pat, that totally makes sense. And I didn't realize that, like, about dandelions and weeds and stuff. So like, it is the earth's defense mechanism, like as if we were to fall and get a cut and it scabs over. And so like the dandelion would be what is healing the soil. And that would make sense why it's such a healing plant to humans too.
Well, and a lot of people say, well, the roots of the dandelion go super deep, so they're pulling nutrients from way deep down in, which some of that is true. But ultimately, herbs, medicinal herbs, pull the elements out of the atmosphere for the most part and put it back in the soil to fix it, right? So, again, if all humans died today, bacteria, fungus, weeds, they're all going to explode in population. Until they get everything fixed, and then they'll just go away and only show up when they're absolutely needed, right? That's it. And so when you understand the cycle of like where I'm at currently, used to be nothing but buffalo and, you know, deer and other animals that would graze and shit all over the ground. So they're pulling in nutrients, microorganisms, and then putting back out, digested back out their back end, all over the plains of the Dakotas, right? Until humans showed up and screwed that up with chemicals and farming and pulling all the minerals out of the ground every time they harvested, well, the weeds weren't there. It was nothing for the most part of, you know, wildflowers and grass, right? So we are the problem, but we also are the solution, right? That's the way we need to look at it, is we are the solution. All of us, all of mankind are the solution.
Right. We just have to be able to start. We have to be willing to implement these solutions and forget that the people that we think are going to save us are going to save us. We have to start saving ourselves. And I think it's awesome that you have these companies so that people can take matters into their own hands and start producing, you know, their bare fruit that is actually worth eating once again, you know. And
yeah. Then it's not hard. It's literally not hard. It's very easy to do. And we'll go to the SNAP benefit thing that popped up with the government shutdown. There's a lot of people that are on SNAP programs that need that right now, right? There's a lot of people that abuse it, of course, but there's a lot of people out there that are desperate, single mothers, elderly people, things like that, that desperately need those SNAP benefits. Well, what if, like, again, just one quarter of the people in society even decided to start growing food? Do you know how much food, a tenth of an acre garden can grow? You'll have so many, if you learn how to can, you'll have so many mason jars of food in your basement that you won't possibly go hungry. You're not going to go hungry. And then if you know a farmer who produces grass-fed beef, that's where you get your beef, right? And somebody who produces chickens and some eggs, and you're good. You're solid. Like, you're not a slave to the system. The government can shut down. You're not going to go hungry. You know, all of these types of things. I mean, think of all the food pantries around the country that have big yards and no food growing. They should be growing massive amounts of food. There should be gardens, food forests, orchards on that property. And then they should be doing workshops and teaching people how to can their own food.
Pat, that's logical. That's logical thinking. We can't think like that. That's too logical.
We can think like that, and we do think like that. And on top of that, even some of the sickest people, and many times the most sick people, a light bulb will go off and they'll go, you know what? No matter what it takes, I'm going to do that. I'm going to start a garden. I am going to learn how to can food. And people make fun of my intelligence all the time and make fun of me, go, oh, you fought for a living. You got punched in the head for a living, right? I can can food. Okay. If you can't can food, then that's your own fault, right? Because not that difficult.
You were intelligent enough to live through the biggest psychological operation of our lifetimes, of our grandparents' lifetimes. Like, so I wouldn't say that getting punched in the head did all that much damage to you there, mister.
Well, the goal is when you win a world title, you get really good at not getting hit, right?
Yeah, you would have to, or at least you can absorb them pretty much. I was watching the video of, was it Buster Douglas that shocked the world and took the title away from Mike Tyson to begin with? And it looked like he was going to go down, and there was something inside of him. And actually it had to do with his mom. And I hope it's Buster mm-hmm. Douglas. And I'm not saying.
Yeah, that's it. That's Buster. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No. And, that I watched that fight live, of course, and incredible. Incredible fight. It was stunning for everybody to watch the invisible Mike Tyson go down. But it was powerful. So in terms of athletes, that's the stuff that I cut my teeth on, understanding what to put in athletes and then how to push them beyond what they thought was, possible to get them to a point where they could win world titles and dominate, inside the cage and things like that. So, that's my first love, is helping people as fast as I can, whether it's somebody who just wants to get healthy again or somebody who wants to, be a world-class fighter, world-class ultra runner, swimmers, all that sort of stuff. And I'm not going to brag. I am going to brag about my kids.
Go for it.
So, again, I've got a 12-year-old that swims with 18 and 19-year-olds in the swim club. I've got a 21-year-old daughter that went out on her first try and finished a triathlon, a full-length Ironman, 141 miles, in just barely over 12 hours. And
let's
then the very
go,
next,
dude.
Yeah, and then the very next weekend, my oldest daughter went out and ran a marathon in like 3.5 hours. So that's what I've been putting in their bodies, are Cell Saviors products and other very nutrient dense elements into their bodies. And that's just normal for them. That's been their whole life, that they don't get sick. they can operate at the highest level possible, and they can go out and kick ass. And, you know, I mean, I can't imagine. I've run, my longest run is 75 miles. I can't imagine going out and running a marathon after swimming 2.5 miles, which I drowned anyway, and then biking 112 or 160, whatever it is, and then running a marathon after that. She did it on her first attempt in 12 hours.
I'm shocked that you just said that your longest run was 75 miles, bro. That's a long drive.
It was a long day. It was a very long day and the end of the evening. Yes. Yes.
Holy cow, bro. So if somebody wants to start taking control of their life, I would say that starting with your mentality and your health and your physical health and your mental health is a great place to start. And obviously you have the solutions here. Would you say that like getting cell saviors is something that people should run out and start with?
It's in my humble opinion, it is the tip of the spear product on the planet, really, for one, chelating the toxins out of their cells, repairing damaged DNA, putting obviously the colloid minerals into the cell, over 77 elements that are bonded with carbon, natural, not made in the laboratory, that from what I've observed over the past, I guess it's been 8 years now that I've been working with this particular substance. I've worked with a lot of others over the past 40, but, and it's not the end all be all, but what it does is it resets the system. And then they have that base foundation of elements, mineral elements in their cells to properly function. And once people start to feel that, once they go through that removal, the detox of removal of the garbage out of them, and feel what they feel like after that and start to climb with their health, that's when they start to go, what else is out there, right? What else, what other products can I find that are going to do something like this for me and ramp it up even more? And we've got, you know, of course, more products than are on the website right now due to rebranding. But that is the foundational substance that every human literally needs right now.
So basically, you're bringing people back to base levels so that it's...
them back, but we're talking about brand new PRs for athletes. We're talking about endless amounts of energy. We're talking about endless amounts of endurance. We're talking about recovery after a two-hour ridiculously hard workout going, half hour later going, I need to go back and work out again. You know, that's the way you should feel. That's the way you should recover.
Now, who is this for? Is this for people that just want to be athletes? Is this for people that have severe health issues? Is this for everyone?
It's ultimately for every American, because our environment is so toxic that our operation, our immune function is severely damaged by the environment. And we're all responsible. I mean, if I go out and buy a loaf of bread, I'm responsible. I'm adding to the problem. I'm putting money in those corporations' pockets that are funding this. So look, none of us are angels. We're all guilty of it. We've all eaten bad. We've all done, you know, made mistakes in life, whatever. The point is, it's just trying to make incremental changes in your life. Don't suddenly think I'm going to become, you know, the greatest athlete in the world. That's not what it's about. It's about getting through phases and going, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to walk a mile every day, or I'm going to drink more water, more good water, you know, that you can find. I'm going to take this supplement and see what happens. And I'm going to stay committed to doing this for 30 days and see where I end up. Right. And look, all of us have also, the amount of trauma and fear that's been put into the world, and certainly America, the past numerous decades, that it's easy to take the victim mentality. You know, we've all done it, right? We've all done it. I used alcohol because of fear. I had to overcome all of that and say, I'm not going to depend on anything. I'm not going to depend on booze. I'm not doing it. I'm done with that. And I'm going to just dedicate my life to trying to help people. That's all I can do. You know, so everybody can do it. And if I, coming from an entire childhood of being ill, could win a world title, imagine what anybody else could do, right?
Yeah, I think that's awesome. Is this something like that people are still going through injuries from the vaccine? Is this a product that might be able to help them out as well?
Well, we know that there's things in all injections, we'll just say, of that type, that there's components in that that are heavy metals, inorganic forms of metal, that there are synthetics, that there is foreign DNA. There are things that cause, you know, some pretty serious issues for people. So the whole point of putting in a fulvic humic acid, especially of this level, because there's no chemicals in the process of creating this, its ability to deliver nutrients and then bind with toxins and pull them out is pretty unparalleled. I've never seen anything do it better. So yes, I mean, the substances that are in vaccines are, you know, if anybody's saying that they don't cause harm, they're forgetting about the, what, $5 billion paid out in vaccine injury court that's taxpayer funded instead of the pharmaceutical companies due to the, what was it, 1986 Vaccine Injury Act. Yeah, no, it's we've seen it. We've seen it improve people's health greatly.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
From the side effects from that, so adverse reactions.
That is great, great news. And I'm going to have those links down there for everybody. You guys can click on those links right there and get set up with the Cell Saviors. There's no promo code needed or anything. You guys can just scroll down there and it says everything to get started. And I will have those links there for you. I wanted to, did you hear actually before I jump into a little bit more of the soils savior stuff? I know you don't have that much time, but did you hear that somebody actually had just won a case suing Pfizer because the vaccines that had supposedly been approved, they changed the formula in order to make more vaccines and make them quicker. So what was approved was not actually what went out to the public. And so there's like a loophole and somebody had just won a lawsuit.
Well, I think there is a lot of, I think there's a lot of misinformation out there. I'll just start with that. I would say this, that if we are going to be naive enough to think that manufacturing for something like this started when it showed up in China
and, of course.
And they somehow created a billion, 2 billion, 3 billion doses in that short amount of time, I mean, we'd be fooling ourselves. The product, the delivery of these substances, those vials were already sitting on shelves when this showed up. So,
all right. Yeah, they were. I mean, I had Justin Leslie on, and he was the guy that was working for Pfizer that went on Project Veritas. He was working undercover for Project Veritas at Pfizer, filming everything that was underneath the microscopes and talking about the glowing vials. Yes, glowing vials, you guys. Fucking insane what you guys were putting into your bodies. So I definitely suggest getting Cell Saviors and start to reverse some of those side effects of God knows what you were putting into your bodies. And so the soil too, I don't want to sound doom and gloom because there is ways to reverse all of this shit that was done to us.
Yeah. But
the soil. I was watching some of the stuff you were posting on Instagram, and it looks like you had taken a trip here pretty recently, and we're getting some really good feedback from people. I was wondering if you wanted to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. So, when we treat soil, it's going to affect, that's the environment for the animals, right? So when they're eating grass grown with soil saviors, the mineral elements and the microbial diversity, there that life force is going to transfer into them and their immune function. So, livestock owners are saying, my animals I don't need to use antiparasitics. Their health is incredible. There's Bob, who has chickens, lots of chickens and lots of turkeys and all of that. One had blackhead. Turkey had blackhead, and that's usually fatal. And it was a couple days later, the turkey was on top of his house brand new. And then wryneck for chickens, they'll usually cull those. They're done for. And he goes, chicken was brand new in a couple days, from after applying the products and stuff like that. So that's just some of the stuff that goes on. We animals, humans, honeybees, again, all of it, when you create an amazing environment and the nutrients end up in the inhabitants of that environment, you're going to see the benefits. That's how nature works.
That's incredible that it happens so quickly too, and when you were discussing that, like, it was making me think of the movie The Sixth Sense and how the kid died, and you come to find out that the mom had Munchausen syndrome and was just feeding this kid poison the whole time. And that's basically what our government is doing to us, is they're slowly poisoning us. But once we figure out what is happening to us and we remedy it, like you were saying, that this chicken, like within a matter of a couple days, that had blackhead, was going from almost certain death to on top of the roof crowing, or not crowing because it was probably not a rooster, but still, what I'm saying is like the turnaround time is amazing. So this, like, we can expect this with people too, like within a matter of days.
There's nothing I can say in terms of, again, I'm not a doctor. I don't, and I never claim to diagnose, treat, cure any disease, because from my perspective, every problem that organisms have is always from the environment, right? The quality of their health is dictated by the environment. So I don't even acknowledge that side exists. That's for them to deal with. They're dealing with symptoms. Again, I focus on what's the cause of the problems with the soil, for instance. So what I will tell you is that when a battle starts in your body for, when a die-off of parasites, for instance, starts to happen, it can be extremely painful, because I've gone through it. It can be mentally challenging, emotionally, physically. It can be really rough. Black mold, which I've dealt with two separate times in my life. The second time, here a few years back, of killing the black mold again with a protocol, was one of the more painful things I've ever been through in my life. And I've been punched and kicked and thrown down a million times. So it was kind of a rough deal. People have to understand that's called a healing crisis. You're not dying. Your body is now fighting back and killing off the bad stuff, and you're technically making a comeback, right? Is what generally goes on. Now, do people go through that type of detox with that fulvicumic? No, they don't. They might have some runs. They might not feel great, but that they have to remember, all of the toxins that you've stored for years and years and years are finally being released out of your body, and you're going to feel the benefit of that after you get through that phase of a few days.
That's awesome, man. I can't wait to get my hands on some of this stuff myself, because like I was telling you about, like, the equilibrium thing and just stuff like that. I remember, and now thinking back, this lead is probably still in me, but like about 10 years ago, I got a side job where I was soldering lead, And I was getting like, it was, my stomach was just fucked all the time. And I had no idea why. And then I quit working there. And then all of a sudden, all my stomach problems went away. And I'm like, oh, man, it was the lead.
Yeah, lead's pretty toxic, especially the inorganic forms. It can be pretty nasty.
I'm sure I probably still got a bunch of that in my body and in my system. And
very possible. Very possible.
And I want to say this too, because a lot of people, and myself included, would be like, oh man, I don't want to give up this and I don't want to give up that when it comes to changing your diet. And I've noticed that the foods that I used to crave, I don't crave anymore because my body tells me what I crave. And like you were saying, like animals will eat what their body needs. And I've noticed that once I started eating, like I have like a specific thing of what I eat. And once I started doing that, my body craves these things that I used to not even like. And I'm just like, ooh, I really want some of this, you know, like,
sure.
It's like, holy cow, I'm really like craving. And I can't think of something off the top of my head right now, but
yeah. But like, I mean, you know, when you get a craving for something, well, number one, try to make sure it's healthy, but two, try to make it, make sure it's organic or grass fed or free range or whatever. But ultimately your body is telling you, hey, dude, you're deficient in a lot of stuff and you need to put something in your body. Meanwhile, unless you're growing nutrient dense, chemical free food yourself, and you know what's going in the soil, you're not going to get the 90 essential elements. I mean, the 90 essentials in the right form. How much do people spend on their groceries if they have a family of four in America per week? And look at that bill of $200, $300, $400, whatever that is. How many of the essential elements in the right form are actually in those groceries they just spent $300, $400 on? Not a whole lot. Not a whole lot, unfortunately. So that's what people need to remember. So supplementation with things like Cell Savior, the Fulvicumic Cell Savior product, that's what that's for, to get us through while we're growing our own food, while we're healing our environment, while we're, you know, making our world better. That's what we do, right?
I love it, Pat. Like, you've given me so much hope, and hopefully you've given everybody listening to this some hope, and they go and head over and take control of their health and get started on this right now. I know that I'm probably pushing you away sooner than I should, so I wanted to give you the floor here in case that we left anything out that you think is important that they should know about.
Yeah, I think the main thing to point out is that it's the systems, it's not the people, right? We have to remember that. The systems were put in place the way that they are to benefit the system owners, so to speak. So the people in, you know, the food industry, people in the personal care item industry, people in the agriculture industry, people in the government, you know, all these different groups, the vast majority of them are not bad people. One, yes, most likely they've been miseducated. They've been duped. Doesn't make them bad people, doesn't make them dumb people. They just were fed some information that, you know, since 1932, roughly, the Frankfurt School infiltration of our universities took over all the departments, eventually, of psychiatry or psychology, sociology, the sciences, the ag science, the medical science, all that stuff were taken over, you know, through a lot of money, a lot of money. So don't blame the people. Blame the systems. Protect yourself from the systems, not necessarily the people.
I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the UFC three-time welterweight champion, Mr. Pat Miletic, and he's coming in here with the fire, just as I promised he would. I mean, a wealth of knowledge. Where can people find you if they have any more questions, Pat? And are you reachable to the normal peoples?
Of course, yeah. People can email us at soilsaviors.org. They can do that, or just go to your link and they'll end up on our website and they'll be able to contact me there. They can send an email, and we'll answer any questions that they have, any of that stuff. And then, Soil Savior One on Instagram, Soil Savior One number one, it's a one at the end of it, on Instagram, and then just PJ Miletich on Facebook. And so I kind of got a lot of my social media destroyed 2020 and pre-2020 even, just by speaking about some of this stuff. And so I don't have a massive social media footprint, to say the least, because
That's probably a good thing. You know, we fought the tech gods ourselves over here, but I'm glad that they didn't completely push you out. You had mentioned that you're going to get the conspiracy farm up and running again, and I'm looking forward to that, brother. Like, I think it's great that you're going to get out there and get your voice heard again, because with all of the things happening in our world, we need positive voices like yours out there. And I think it's amazing what you're doing. You're giving back to the communities, you're giving back to the people, and you've never lost hope in a world that is a system that is designed to make you give up, demoralize you, and give up on hope. You have never done that. And I think that's amazing, sir.
Well, all of us just need to band together and just go, you know what? We're going to go ahead and do our own thing. We appreciate your offer, but, you know, no thanks. And we're going to go ahead and do our own thing, grow real food, take real supplements, and be connected to nature and our creator. And that's what we're going to do. You guys go ahead and do your digital craziness over there. You guys go ahead and genetically modify yourselves. Make yourself the property of a multinational corporation. Have at it. I got nothing to say about it. Do your thing. Enjoy your ride, and I'll enjoy my ride and stay out of my business.
I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Pat Miletich, and we are going to end this the way that we always do, and that is keep digging down those rabbit holes.
Shatter the matrix. Catalyst on the mic exposing fake and gay shit. Conspiracy junkies, we don't fuck with no sheep.
Awaken the lions, let the weak stay asleep. Follow the rabbit down the hole.
Whispers cut the mainstream's haze. MK Ultra's grip, minds locked in a maze. Hollywood's veil, coded scripts in the frame. Peel back the lies, it's a rigged fucking game.
Eyes on the shadow, see the system's design. Whispers in the dark where the secrets align. Rip through the code, I'm done with their plan. Unplug my soul, I'm a free fucking man.
Zionist circles plot, powers it in the vault. Truths buried deep, but I'm calling their fault. Call me anti-Semitic, go ahead, fuck it, that's fine. Got no feelings for your feelings, truth's my only line.
Follow the rabbit down the hole we go. Are we stuck in the matrix? Shit, I don't know. Secrets revealed, all lies exposed. Catalyst Jones will never be controlled.
No cage, no script, no system sold. Truth's my weapon and my story's told.